You know, it's not girdle your loins. It's gird your loins.
Oh. I was wondering why Jared put that in the compilation. I was like, I think I said it right.
It's gird your loins.
Gird your loins. Girdle your
life. I think for the longest time, I said it wrong and you picked it up.
So got it.
Can you not double dutch?
I used to be able to.
Do you have to jump like twice as fast, or you're just jumping over two ropes or going
they cross go at the so same time? Quick. You do like a jump, little jump. It's like a, like, you know what I mean? It's not like.
But it makes no sense because like how, well, yeah, because it's going around them and they're just like, what? They're just doing that. And then it's like all about style. And
so you're going twice as fast.
And then you like spin around in the middle of it. And then you like bop, go low.
And you're changing who the rope person is. And that person jumps in with the backflip. So
cool. That's crazy. And they still do that in resets, right?
There's nothing rewarding than jumping into one that's already going though. Where you're like sitting there, you're like, you're next to it. You're like timing it. And then you hop in and everybody,
My mom got into a fist fight over double dutch. In elementary school.
Any shit to play around with.
She beat the shit out of a girl over double dutch.
Like,
I'm not going to tell the story.
But I love that story.
Ooh. Ooh. If my mom comes on, I'll have her tell the story.
That's
really funny.
We have to go to a double dutch competition.
We should try doing it ourselves.
Did you ever watch Jump In? Jump In was so good.
Is that still a
thing?
Look
at that. Yeah. The pop, pop, pop.
Wow. Look at that.
There's a group who was on.
Oh, they're doing the things in the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
There was a group who was on America's Got Talent doing it, and they were insane. I don't know who they were.
It almost gets to the point where you can't even see the rope, and it looks like
it's just timing. It's just all rhythm. Yeah.
Should we do it this Saturday? We should have a double dutch competition.
Oh my gosh, that'd be
what
so
a better
fun.
Time to have it than this
week. Jordan, can you order double dutch
Look
ropes?
Look at this group. They should have them perform at Coachella. I would go to this stage front row.
People would be getting
hyped. Oh my gosh.
Imagine just fucking it up.
People would go fucking crazy over this.
This is so fun to watch.
Look at the speed on that.
That's a good video idea. You guys learning to do double
dutch. We should do a show with them. They have us like join in on a show.
We have 12 of them on the podcast.
I love they're called Flight Crew.
we do a tour, but it's just us doing this.
Oh my God.
We have to do the podcast while double dutching.
Wait, Devin, go back a little bit. What the hell?
That was sick. What? They were jumping rope in the middle of jumping rope.
They got to have some sort of engineer on the team.
That's some interstellar shit right there. I felt like I was watching a different dimension.
I love the high five. Like, good job. Teamwork.
Watching professional boxers jump rope is so satisfying too.
They're quick.
Oh my God.
Oh, professional boxers.
What do you mean? Yes, just like super, super fast. And then
they're calm.
I don't get how they can let one go and then it ends up back in their hand. I really don't understand.
What is that jump roping like that help them? In
like
the
rhythm,
ring?
Timing, agility, light on your feet. Mm. Also stamina.
I need to do that. I used to be really good at jump roping.
Did you guys ever do jump roping for like gym?
Do you remember jump rope for heart?
No.
Jump rope and hula hooping.
Jump rope for heart. I think it was called. And
I remember that.
Yeah, jump rope for heart. This was a huge thing we did every single year. And you would sit there and jump rope for like an hour. And there was like a competition, whoever could jump rope the longest. And there were kids that would just keep going. And you'd be pissed off because you're like, you got to be there until everybody's done.
Did you have to raise money before it? Like your mom took like the little sheet to work and was like, my kid's jump roping for the heart.
Probably. I don't know.
We had a walkathon.
It was a dollar. They donated a dollar for every hour of jump roping. It was such a great cause.
We did hula hoop competitions.
I won a hula hoop competition at a church fall festival after the turkey trot. And my heart was pounding. And it got down to me and the final girl, and we had to like battle and like hit each other's hula hoop off, and I won. Yeah. And my dad and my brother were like, what?
There's nothing worse than it once it starts getting like on your thighs, and then you gotta like try to like shuffle it back up and get the rhythm. Wow.
I remember, we did a walkathon on Earth Day, and I really thought we were saving the world. By walking in a loop. They were like, guys, you are doing so well. We are saving so much money and this earth. I was like, the earth is never going to be the same.
Now I always think there's always something sketchy going on behind those. Every time I see one now.
What?
Back then, I always thought it was like, oh, that's really sweet. But now I see the negative in all those.
Yeah, Coachella, you can't bring your hula hoops this year. And I was like,
oh, no. Oh.
It's a weapon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are people sneaking in a hula hoop? If you could find a way to get a weapon in a hula hoop, you should be allowed to bring it.
Bring someone's neck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of people burying shit at Coachella?
Yes.
And then
oh,
coming back
God.
Years later
burning?
To find?
Yeah.
It's crazy. No, they'll bury like huge liquor bottles.
Bury.
Yeah, bury.
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 Matt.
Same vein.
Matt. Bury. Wait,
like
how do you say
bury and bury? Like
when you bury a body,
I say like bury.
When
like,
you bury a body,
everybody say they're bury.
Now I'm thinking of like just say fruits
it,
and berries.
Okay, look, so this morning I had a bury, and then I went to bury my dad.
So it's said the same way.
So I say it's
well, then
way.
There's a proper burial.
Is it a tribe?
I say burial. Yeah.
What if but your
burial?
Friend named, your friend named Benjamin. What do you call him? Or and ben? What do you throw? Food away.
Ben
in?
And a
trash.
A, bin.
A like trash
a,
what?
A like trash bin.
Trash bin.
So do you say Ben and Ben the same?
Ben and Ben.
Trash bin.
Okay. Bury.
Bury good.
Yeah, I got to bury somebody.
Yeah, they buried it at Coachella.
Very interesting.
But yeah, they'll put an entire bottle underground so that way you don't have to sneak it in when you go the next year. So they'll go like a month before and just walk the premises and like bury it somewhere they can remember.
And
yeah.
then
they'll dig it up once they get inside.
Yeah, it's very, very common where a lot of people
I guess that is an easy way to do weapons too. That's kind of scary.
Oh boy, didn't think of that. I bet Coachella's really cracked down on it because it's just like a polo field. It's not always being used and so they can monitor it. But like where Lollapalooza is like the Millennium Park or whatever it's called.
Right.
That is like always being open to the public until that final day. They don't have enough time.
They should just run through a metal detector before.
Can you
like,
find
who
a
cares
glass
if people
bottle?
Sneak in alcohol, but I'm
no,
weapons.
If like with like if somebody puts a gun or something.
Oh, I know. But a glass bottle you can't find with a metal detector, right?
Yeah, let them have it. Live a little.
She's talking about the bottles, by the way.
Oh yeah, the bottles.
We should run this intro.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my let's
Zane's all flustered.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, now no. I'm scared.
All right. It's
coming time, baby.
Yeah.
We have so many to think of.
Oh. Ow! Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Barry.
Hope you're having a lovely Monday and Tuesday.
What a week it has been.
It has been exhausting.
Yeah, you guys had like a very eventful past weekend, right?
Yeah.
We all went to Florida.
We went there for like, what, 5 days? Jeez.
Yeah.
It was a decent sized trip, but it went so fast. Every time we go home, it just flies by.
Well, this one was different because we couldn't find any flights to get home.
Because
all the flights were completely booked. Like, we got lucky booking a flight to Florida.
Were they reducing the flights because of spring break?
I think they might have just been, like, booked out because everybody's going there. But I don't know. It was almost impossible to find a flight.
Apparently, it's crazy because they even set a curfew out in Miami.
That is true.
Where everybody has to be home by, like, 8 p.m. or something. I've never heard of that shit.
It was midnight.
Or midnight.
Did we
Sorry.
Talk about this on our last episode?
No.
Or maybe I think it was curfew? A high episode. But I saw a clip of like the mayor of Miami. He was like, we don't encourage spring break. We don't invite people to come out to the city for spring break. It just happens. And it was getting out of hand. Crime was going through the roof. And so they set a curfew.
That's insane.
For everyone down there at spring break.
It's crazy because wants to go to Florida now.
Florida, people don't start going out until like midnight.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing when we were there.
Yeah.
You pregame at like 11:30 and then you're like, okay, let's go to downtown.
That's how we went out when we were in high school or high school and college. We would go out to downtown at 12:30, 1 a.m.
Crazy.
That's like we would pregame at like 11 and then go out at 12:30, 1.
I'm exhausted thinking about that.
Why Miami? Because it's Miami, but like Florida, the whole freaking state is coastline and beaches. Can't you just go to any beach?
Pick another beach.
Yeah.
I think just growing up and watching like all those reality shows, everyone went to Miami.
Yeah.
And you were never old enough to go. I don't know. It's just I feel like Miami's going to be spring break for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the place to go.
Mm.
Right?
It's just so hot.
Oh my, it was disgusting.
I don't know how people like to go there.
No.
Mind you, I've lived there all my life.
Right. Still, it's people that never get to go to Florida, that it's still exciting because it's the closest to like those islands.
Yeah. But the weather is like so much better here than fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do like spring break on the beach?
No.
You never did.
I mean, we've been to the beach before.
I've been to the beach when it was kind of like packed, but it was never, I feel like
my parents would kill me.
I never really went to Miami when I lived there. I just didn't like going down there. It's way too
much of a hassle.
Yeah. I worked there a lot. So I saw a lot of people like partying out there and I don't get it.
I feel like,
I don't get it.
I feel like people usually do the panhandle for spring break.
Where is that again? Or like, is that
like Panama?
Yeah.
Panama. Got it.
Like over by Tallahassee, but on the beach.
You're like, yeah, Gulf Shores and shit.
Is that like a huge college? Like a college thing to do?
A lot of people at UT would go to Destin, or they would go to South Padre Island, which is like the only decent beach in that state I'm from.
Sorry. But yeah, we're in Miami because we're going for Heath set up a collaboration with Porsche for Promota.
It was a really, really cool event we got the opportunity to do. So the Champion Porsche dealership where I got my cars from, so I just became really good friends with the people that work there and the owner, and they were doing a cars and brunch event. So it was their fifth one they've done, but it was postponed for 2 years because of the pandemic. So I always keep in contact with them, and I was like, hey, like cars and coffee, like obviously like there's a lot of events revolved around that. And I was like, do you have a coffee sponsor? I'd love to, you know, come out and like have our coffee there and, you know, bring people. And they're like, oh my God, we would love that. So we got this huge Cremota booth set up. We passed out a bunch of coffee, had merch set up, everything.
And a lot of you guys came out too, which was so
fun. It was so sick.
It was really
how
fun.
Perfect. Like, that's so awesome you set that up. How pissed were you that you didn't have your Porsche there?
I know. Everybody kept asking. They were like, where is yours? And I was like, it's in LA.
Like, I swear I have one. I swear.
The picture's right here. Hold on. Let me pull up. Can you hear that?
There's so also cool. Like 4,000 Porsches over there too, so there's a lot to see.
It was a huge event.
A lot of the Cremota clan come.
The what?
Cremota fans.
Oh yeah. No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, a lot of you guys showed up, and it was a really
thank
nice
you for everybody
you
that came out and supported us.
Especially the two that came from Ohio. There's
two girls drove down from Ohio the night before.
Unbelievable.
Ohio.
They drove down
how
from
far
Ohio.
Far is it from Ohio to Fort Lauderdale?
16 hours. They said.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all.
I feel so bad. I wonder what their gas bill was, especially with prices nowadays.
Or do you think they just said that to be like,
I really think they drove from Ohio. Because they looked whooped. Like they looked like they just got out of a car for 16 hours. They're like, we made it.
And I mean, another reason is Heath and I don't ever like hold any events like that either.
Right.
So, yeah. This is the first time we did like a in-person meet and greet type thing.
Yeah. For a long time.
Years.
Long time.
So y'all were serving coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So we're in the works right now. We're working on doing a cold brew. So this was a cold brew and a regular latte and then an oat latte.
Oh.
So we're trying stuff out, and then we, you know, just testing the water, seeing what people think about the idea.
What was that?
We got exclusive merch made for the event, which we're going to be selling online.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? It was like a Porsche and Cremota collaboration.
So
there's a limited amount.
A lot of people really wanted them because they were all like messaging as soon as we were like posting them there. And they're like, we have to be able to get this because we can't make it to the event.
They're really
so
cool.
We're going to release it for a couple days and do like a limited drop of the Cremota Porsche.
Is it gonna be out now when this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you guys can go check it out at Cremota.com if you guys want a t-shirt. And it comes with a tote bag too.
Wow.
T-shirt and a tote.
How fun. Mm-hmm.
It was literally both of my worlds colliding, like my two passions. And yeah,
my favorite part was the Cremota girls that were there.
Zane, pick one.
I know. I was sitting there, I was like, damn. Red Bull girls. It was like Cremota girls.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We gave them little
Cremota cuties.
Yeah.
And they were causing a commotion. Let me
So they just like showed up. Who scouted these girls out?
Vince.
Our team.
Vince just looked up people from Miami and they were all models. They were gorgeous.
Yeah, they were really good.
Maybe they didn't like the coffee. They were just coming over to hang out by the booth. Because we had a crowd around us.
So wait, were people just showing up in their Porsches and like sitting around in a parking lot and talking about it?
Yeah. It's basically,
do that. Yeah.
It's for people that geek out for like different Porsches. They had like crazy ones. They had, I don't know if
where's
exciting,
the museum? But, or what was in the museum?
Inside they had like this like closed off room, and they had a 959 in there, which is...
No, which one from which movie?
Herbie Fully Loaded.
They had a side museum room that had the... Do you remember in Top Gun, the Porsche 356, the speedster?
Yeah, I have only seen Top Gun like once.
The girl drives around in it and he's like racing her on his bike.
Oh.
The little black convertible one.
Yes.
This.
That was there.
They have the one from the movie.
No way.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Super sick.
That's a sexy car right there.
I know.
Yeah, but they had some like really rare stuff.
It was cool because we got a different demographic, like the car world, that they didn't know what Kremoda was, and they were coming up to tell him what that one older guy said.
Oh, yo, this shit was so funny. So it's cold brew on tap.
Okay.
Right? So we're passing out coffee, and it was like one of the first guys to come up. And he goes, I was like, do you want it black or do you want a latte with oat milk or cream? And he goes, no, I'll just do black. So I poured him in and I gave it to him. And he was with his older buddy and he takes a sip and he looks at his friend and he goes, it's ice cold. And he like did it under his breath.
He thought it was hot coffee coming from the tap.
He was like disappointed. And he was giving his friends a head up like, it's ice cold. Don't get it. But it was so funny.
Because he's older. Cold brew is pretty new, right?
Like, I'm just surprised that he thought, like, it looks like a beer tap. I'm just surprised that he thought that it was hot.
But he's older. He probably really didn't think, older people don't think about iced coffee. It's just hot.
Yeah,
like, he was like 70 years old. Yeah.
He was also asking for a coffee when we were setting up.
It was 110 degrees out. Also,
we were literally setting it up. He's like, can I get a coffee? We're like, we're setting up. Like it wasn't open yet.
Hold on a sec, sir.
But it went really, really well. So thank you to everybody who came out. We really appreciate it.
It was really fun.
We're definitely going to do some more stuff like that in the future too.
The dealership was, I was wondering why it was so big. It's because it used to be a Walmart.
Yeah.
They bought out the Walmart building.
So this is the biggest
Porsche dealership?
The biggest Porsche dealership in the United States. It got so big, there was a Walmart in the back. And then they bought the Walmart, ripped everything out, and just made it a huge
busted
showroom.
Through the doors. We're taking
it. Could you tell if you walked in a place being like, this used to be a Walmart? I bet
it still has the sliding doors with the little pole in the front that you would like walk through.
If you looked at it, you'd just be like, damn, that's a big ass dealership.
Yeah, that's it?
So yeah, there's like multiple buildings. Okay. So that's inside of where the Walmart is.
Oh my gosh. All those cars are for sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's insane.
You love a good Porsche, Heath.
Oh yeah, God, there's just something about them.
Let's do a Land Rover one.
You wanna do a Land Rover Kremoda pop-up?
Absolutely.
A Land Rover what?
Just a Land Rover Kremoda
pop-up, just hit every brand.
Yes.
Nice little outdoor coffee making type thing.
Are you down to work for 6 hours?
Anyways.
we could put you in a little crop top.
I wouldn't mind it.
Matt blending in.
My mom was so sad she couldn't get one of those.
The crop tops.
She's like, oh, honey, can I get one of those? I'm like, those are for the Kremoda girls, mom. She's like, you're going to get a big shirt and just tie it.
Your mom could have been a Kremoda girl there for sure.
I know.
People were asking for your mom's pictures.
Oh, yeah. It was so
fun.
We
loved you
so
on the
excited.
Podcast. Cool. Yeah. You were glowing.
Yeah, they were all excited.
We got to see family, friends, all of that stuff.
Yeah, good to see my little nephew.
Oh, my gosh.
4 months old now. Oh my God, he's such a little cutie. It's weird like holding a baby.
Hey, I know. They're kind of boring though for like the first.
I didn't want to say it, but I kind of got like over it.
Yes. No, I know.
Like it was exciting to see him, but I was like, okay, I'm done.
They're boring when they're that young. Like they can't do much and they're not even that reactive to you. They're just kind of looking at you, sizing you up, but like.
Kind of a little smiley, a little giggly.
Yeah, you can't talk to them.
And then they start crying and then I'm like, all right, he's yours. Yeah. I'm done. But it was really cool to see him.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else did we do? Oh, we recreated for one of our vlogs that we're going to start posting.
Oh, yeah.
We recreated.
we didn't recreate. We kind of went to the spot, our spots that we. Yeah.
We documented basically our friendship, where we met.
Memory lane.
Yeah. Where we really hit it off, what we did the next day, and kind of just went through all the different like hot spots.
Yeah, it was really fun. We did that all for a vlog, which we're going to post really soon. I think in like 2 weeks or something.
Did you go back into your school?
We tried to.
It's locked down.
And because we parked in the principal spot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was we felt fucking cool.
Y'all were going to be like that. Those old people come in like, knock, knock. Hey,
we used to go here.
They have a Ring camera on there and everything. Like it's all secure now and it's gated. Like we used to like 10 years ago, you could just walk right into the school. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see the security update though.
Very good.
What else did we do when we were in Florida?
We didn't do much. We went to Lazy Dog.
Yeah,
took our moms to Lazy Dog. My mom had Lazy Dog for the first time. She loved it.
And then we got back and did it again for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe, check your towns. They open so many more locations for Lazy Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They have like 6 in Texas now.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually feel like I saw one. I recommended it to somebody.
I think they're opening a few like every month.
Look at
them. They used to only be in California. You got Nevada.
Zane, I'm Texas, calling it now. We will open up one Virginia. Of the franchises.
You said Texas before me.
Yeah, we have to do it.
But if we open it up, it like
I mean, it's just like Shaq opening up fucking Auntie Anne's.
But it's not like we...
y'all don't need to get into the franchise.
I want to open a franchise.
No, he owns a part of Auntie Anne's. I don't think he's like opened up an Auntie Anne's.
No, I think he owns like 80 Auntie Anne's locations.
What?
Yeah.
Why would Auntie Anne's They're in like the mall.
$5,000.
Nobody's going anymore. The mall. So don't open up an Auntie Anne's.
I want to do a Lazy Dog.
I just don't understand why Shaq would open 80 Auntie Anne's.
Look what he owns.
Oh, 17.
Else.
He owns 40 24-hour fitnesses, 155 Five Guys, and 150 car washes.
Okay, wait. Okay,
that is amazing.
That is a stretch of some businesses.
You gotta dip your toes into everything.
150 car washes?
To me, like that sounds kind of like a front, like you're washing
some
your money.
Some sort of money laundering?
Yeah. 100%. Like, why the fuck would you open 150 car washes?
Look at him working.
Looks legit.
And also, 155 Five Guys. That's another 155 five guys. How many Five Guys are there in the country?
156.
Shaq really is.
I bet he owns like a third then. There's not like 1,000 Five Guys.
Damn, I didn't know he was that rich.
Did you ever see the video of
how many Five Guys?
Shaq behind a barricade and the Jonas Brothers are coming out and he's calling for Nick's attention. Like
he looks
like a fangirl. Like that's he was like, so Nick, cool. Hi.
Like a big fan. He's like within all the people and he's massive.
That's cool.
He's taken a couple classes at the studio that I dance at. Playground. Well, it's the funniest
dance
thing.
Dance classes?
Yeah.
He's dancing?
He's such like a normal person.
Who are we talking about?
Shaq.
Oh.
Wait, who'd you think we were talking
I thought the
about?
Conversation changed because I was very concerned about how many Five Guys
could you
there
imagine
were.
Seeing Shaq walk in to come take dance class with you? It's heels night.
Wait, wasn't he doing Dancing with the Stars once?
Maybe.
He's been getting in shape though.
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh, he's looking really good. His diet's been good.
I don't think he knows he's famous.
He acts so casual. Did you know his son was at David's house when 50 was performing?
Miles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
We see him out all the time. You see him out all the time.
I know. I'm just saying, that was crazy. Yeah.
Miles is my homie. I always forget, though, he's Shaq's, like, son, though. It's like, I've known him for so long, but I always, like, forget about it.
I love watching, so, like, these, like, side business hustles, like, opening a car wash. Have you ever been on car wash TikTok where somebody opens one up and then it shows?
I like laundry TikTok.
Dude, I love those. Or vending machine TikTok.
Yes.
I've seen those.
And then they show how much they make in the week for their...
They make a lot.
I know. So imagine owning 150 car washes.
Dude, just vending machines alone? Just go to Sam's Club, buy it in bulk, stock up your vending machine, you're good to go.
We should charge people on Saturday for our vending machine.
So turn it on.
Just have one in the backyard.
We have one.
No, the beer vending machine. Just click it over and make it $1.
Y'all aren't hosting that much where you're going to make a profit.
I think you...
Wait, what?
No, it was just a joke for the birthday party this weekend.
Okay, well...
Yeah, invite all your rich friends. You'll make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
But it's so cool to see how much money people are making just from like side hustles like that.
Right. I love it. I just like seeing all the cash come out.
The box.
How much is a vending machine? Like how much do one of those things cost?
For like a nice one, like $1,500.
I bet you can get them for $500. Someone who just wants to get it off there.
Mine was $400. But if you get like a really nice one that'll do food and drinks and it's kind of got, you know, a variety.
There was a guy in my neighborhood who had one and he would sell like Cokes for a quarter. All the neighborhood kids.
That's a great deal.
We would come up and we'd be like, oh, let's ride. It was like a neighborhood over. We would go into that neighborhood just to get a Coke. It was like a fun little destination.
That's
he just
cool.
had it in his driveway.
I would do like a lemonade.
And they had a net and would catch us.
have you ever seen the Japanese vending machines?
Oh, like how there's just so many different kinds.
Absolutely fascinating.
Let me see.
Wait,
you can
get
anything you want from a Japanese vending machine.
Wait, is the vending machine, are you talking about the vending machine or what's in the vending machine?
They have it for anything you could imagine. They have like dirty underwear vending machines. It's just random shit.
Yeah, that is true. There's just so many types of vending machines. Everything down to ramen to anything you like, there's probably a pasta spaghetti machine that like
whatever you could imagine.
Yeah. That's fun. I like
it's
that.
Really cool. But that like a lot of people use vending machines just to like go eat.
It's good for independence.
I kind of want one just in my house, just like put snacks in there and people have to
Did you guys know those like vending machine hacks? Like, did you ever do them when you were younger?
Did they actually work, though?
The one that always worked, and now they've cracked down on it because I don't see that type of machine anymore. Do you remember, like, the conveyor belt one where, like, you press it in and that big belt would come and and then it would move down and then you would get it?
Yeah.
That one, if you stuck your hand on it, and this is, like, 2000 and, like, six or seven.
You take notes. You like to.
If you stuck your hand in it, once that you could like touch the little trap door, where it would go down. So you'd pay for the Coke. It would go up on the conveyor belt. It would drop down, and then it would try to go through the trap door, but it was blocked. And so it would say it would be like out of order, and then it would like stop. So now you have another Coke sitting there. You get all your money back. Then you put in it again, and then you order another Coke, and then that one goes down, and then it all comes out together. So you got two Cokes for the price of one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to do the old school snack one where it has like that black trap door that like flips up?
Yeah.
I used to go in and you can get your arm up under it and you can pop all the gum out.
Oh my gosh.
You can literally reach up underneath, and if you push it, you know how it's like spring loaded, you can push it and flick them up like this.
Kid,
and I would take all the gum.
How do you even get your arm up there?
Also, I heard sometimes that there was a scale at the bottom, and if you just caught the bag of chips with the flap, it would say it was out of order, and then you dropped it and got your money back, and then you got a free thing.
I don't know why I would do this, but why, when you had like, if you had like chips or whatever you bought in the flip tray thing,
I would try to get it up.
Yeah, I would get it up, but I don't know why though.
Well, you would catch.
Was there a way you could like flip the bag of chips up and it like brought something else down?
No,
it was just quirky. So. It was just a quirky thing we did.
Try to get just.
So
hit
we
it up
oh
high.
So we all did it. We just all did it for fun.
We just like to catch it and then let it drop.
Oh, okay, we're
just. It's so like that that water game where you like blow the bubbles and the rings go up.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so vending machine business. I'm gonna get into it.
I think we should. Let's start expanding.
Promote a vending machine.
Buy like 1,000 of them and just spread them out around LA and just see what we come up with.
You think LA is our best target market? Is this our best city?
Maybe by college.
What is our top unfiltered city out there? Do we know?
I don't know.
Unfiltered city out there? What do you mean out there?
Like where the, like where the our most customers. Of our listeners are. Chicago.
I think California.
California, New LA. York.
Yeah.
Sound off in the comments where you're from.
Do we have a lot in Florida or no?
Yeah.
I feel like we saw a map on our analytics one day.
Yeah, I know. It was California, New York, and like Texas.
Oh, Texas. Texas was the...
Y'all said it twice. I haven't said it once.
You're really going strong with that, not saying Texas.
I try. And now my goal is to get you guys to say it before I say
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Well, so manipulation.
Well, y'all missed out on also a great weekend in LA.
Everybody was in the same place. I definitely had a little bit of FOMO watching. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it looked like
really
a really
the whole
time.
City's in one place every night.
It was nonstop fun.
It was Alicia's birthday, right?
Yes. The first one though on Friday was the chain smokers party.
Okay.
And they usually throw really good parties.
Yeah. This one wasn't as cool as the one that I've been to in the past, just because I thought it wasn't like planned really well. The mansion was like, it was massive, but like one of those like gaudy, tacky mansions. But one hallway to go into one of the DJ rooms was so slim. Like it felt like a stampede at some points. It was packed.
Nope.
Yeah. Was there just anything interesting?
It got a little hot and stuffy at sometimes. It was pretty cool. I didn't stay for
all
like.
Right, so we were all hot and stuffy.
We're all on the same page with that.
Everybody was sweating.
Everybody's.
I don't know. I met Sigrid there. My favorite Norwegian pop musician.
I know, dude. Last time I heard of her was like 3 years ago.
She's
four
been
years
putting
ago.
Out a lot of stuff. I think I've just like been listening to other ones, but
I think it was just that one song that really blew up. So like I just kept hearing her voice.
She's tons of other ones, man.
Well, I know. I'm just saying the one that I heard was the one that like really blew up.
Anyways, speaking of Alicia, you guys just did a high episode with her.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We got.
It's really funny.
I don't even remember it.
I don't remember anything.
Really funny.
Oh, actually, it was really funny.
So if you want to watch the high episode with Alicia, it is up now on Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And also we have, this is so exciting, guys, we have a big guest that we're going to have on next week.
Yes.
We've already had her on before and you guys all want her back. We have Brittany Broski on again.
On the Patreon, baby.
And so we're going to try to record for like 3 hours. We're going to be in here for a long time and it's going to be a high episode too because it's the 420 episode.
But I ain't ready.
Woo!
Really excited about this one.
But her party was really, really cool too. One of the party?
Her birthday party. Oh, her
the
birthday
one that
party.
Y'all couldn't make. Her birthday party, Alicia's one, was one of the best birthday parties I think I've ever attended by like anyone in LA.
Why is that?
Because one, full bar tab the entire time. You didn't have to pay for a single drink.
Where was it at?
I feel like it was called the Cat's Meow. Am I
the Cat's Meow? Is it a place that you just rent out?
I may be totally. I remember her saying the Alley Cat. I feel like Cat was in the name.
What made you think of the Cat's Meow?
Because something about Cat.
Full bar service. fully staffed. There was never once where I felt like I was waiting in line for a drink.
Yeah.
It never got too packed. The music was popping. The dance and the vibes were great.
Was it one circle room? It looked like one circle room.
It kind of like a one room kind of gap venue, but it was just a perfect invite. I never once like was like, I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like that's when you nail a party where it just doesn't become too bigger. It doesn't become, the resources aren't limited.
That's true.
And
yeah.
Everyone was having a great time. You could listen and talk and hear with everyone.
Oh, I thought you were about to say we could smoke.
Yeah. It looked like.
I wish.
You could smoke cigarettes in there.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Didn't you do something before that?
Oh yeah. We went to Matt Doan's birthday party with like Cody Ko and all their friends.
Oh yeah.
And we went to Huntington, bungalow in Huntington.
How was the bungalow?
I kind of had like higher expectations. Because I thought the bungalow looks like kind of historic and gritty down here. This one was way more open. It wasn't packed because it was a gloomy day. But it felt like I was at like kind of a Margaritaville.
Yeah.
It's a very new building.
I like Margaritaville.
Yeah.
I love shitty Margaritaville places.
It was less of a scene. Like, but they had a huge tarp over it because I guess it was kind of misty and rainy that day.
Oof, I love a good Tommy Bahama vibe.
Yeah.
Heath and I would drive all the way to Long Beach just to eat at Tommy Bahama's.
Tommy Bahama has a restaurant?
Yeah. Yes. And it's in Long Beach.
Unreal.
So good.
No way.
Food is incredible.
It's really nice.
And while you're waiting for your table, you can go shop.
Yeah. Who is Tommy Bahama?
I think he's kind of like a myth. Like kind of a
is it a real person?
He's like Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, that sounds like something my dad would say driving, like road rage. Come on, Tommy Bahama, let's go.
Well, no one's last name is Tommy Bahama.
It's
a fictional character.
It's not a real person. Yeah, I like that. I like that someone just came up. Tommy Bahama.
It's maybe a fictional character devised by 1992 by three flesh and blood entrepreneurs to develop the brand Tommy Bahama. It's a state of mind.
Is Tommy Bahama owned by Tommy Hilfiger? Can you click that?
No. In a way.
Oh, yeah, in a way.
The firm bought Calvin Klein and also bought Tommy Bahama.
Who would have thunk?
Hilfiger.
I think they just bought it.
Their board owns it.
It's a pretty smart buy for Tommy Hilfiger. It's like, oh, we might as well buy it. It has our name all the time. Half our name in it.
I've been just so fascinated by like fashion designers and stuff and how they just get their...
I don't get how people get big. I don't understand how you can be a Tom Ford and like design clothes and then get big. I
think you just meet the right... It's all connections.
Yeah.
I really think that's
it. And money.
Didn't Tom Ford, he became...
Started with Gucci.
Oh, yeah, Gucci. He wasn't Coco Chanel. He was the creative director for them. And then once he left that job, he was like, I'm starting my own line.
Incredible. I don't understand how people can do that. I feel like we haven't had somebody...
Like a new name?
Yeah, come out.
Well, like I guess if you look at like people who got big on Project One Runway, like Christian Siriano, he's like a huge designer.
I like a cool backpack. It like makes... It completes an outfit.
Does anybody else freak out when they see the backpack wall at Tilly's? I don't... What it is.
You freak out?
I wanted all of them as a kid.
Looking at backpacks gets me so excited. Still to this day, I don't know what it is, but backpacks just really, they do something for me.
It's your own like man purse.
I don't know. There's something so cool about backpacks.
Yeah, and especially since we use them in high school fucking every day. You want to have a cool, good backpack.
I think because I never got new backpacks. Everybody got a new backpack when there was a new school year. I had the same fucking backpack.
Me too.
I had a Scooby-Doo backpack that lasted me all of elementary school into middle school, and then I finally got my brother's hand-me-down JanSport.
Right.
Well, JanSports became really cool in high school. Like, you wanted to have the most understated backpack.
You wanted your backpack to say JanSport on it.
Parents never let me get a JanSport. I'm like, why? Everybody else had, I wasn't allowed to have.
You can't be with the cool
second
kids.
It came out of my mouth that everyone has it, gate kept.
Parents are like kind of evil.
But
with
I kind of appreciate it because I'm not crazy about name brands. Like I don't die for a name brand, which is good. I save a lot of money.
And I feel like a lot of people they took that shit off their bag.
Yeah,
remember?
People would always cut the.
You'd
tag
always
off.
See the square on people's bags.
Because right. People,
like look at
would,
that.
Like take the.
Oh my god, that just like really gets me going.
It's like school supplies. Like when you went school supply shopping, nobody liked school, but. Going school supply shopping was
fun.
It's new. It's just fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about when I really wanted a rolling backpack and I wasn't allowed to get one?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go.
I was not allowed to get a rolling backpack and I wanted one so bad.
Oh, that was a status symbol for like a good 1 year.
I had one in middle school and I felt like a nerd.
Well, this was end of elementary school. I really wanted one. All the kids that I thought were cool in my class had one and my parents wouldn't buy me one. They're like, absolutely not. So I ended up getting one of their old leather rolling suitcases. They go, you want a rolling backpack? Here, you can have this. So I brought a full on leather fucking carry on to school, and I put my backpack inside of that. So I was
I'm looking for a gate G5 in Terminal 2.
But to me, it felt like I had one. And I was like, I fucking did it. Ugh. And I showed up just.
That's so funny that rolling backpacks are literally suitcases. They're like suitcases.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh. I love that there's an image of just people making fun
what
of kids.
What a shame. Like, kids don't care about things being practical, because that would be, if they cared about practicality, is that the word? They would be getting rolling backpacks. Those are practical.
Yeah.
Your back really problems are. Would be eliminated. Yeah, I know.
Well, the kid who had a rolling backpack was the kid who also had like tinted glasses.
They were always running. They were always late.
And guess who was always late in middle school? Me. I had the rolling backpack.
You guys used to flip them, right?
Oh, flip them inside out?
No. The rolling backpack kids.
What do you mean flip them?
You would walk up behind them and like kick them over.
No.
I know that you would do that.
Everybody did that.
No.
Don't tell me.
Dude, that's some bullying shit.
You wouldn't go up behind them when they're rolling it and just flip it?
No.
No, we would only, to our.
I cannot be the only one.
Were you at least friends? Did they take it as a joke?
Yes. Everybody did that.
I don't know. I could see he's doing that shit like in a mean way.
The only thing we would do is to our friends, when they would go to the bathroom, we would flip them inside out and zip tie.
Oh, there was kids that used to do that shit with my backpack, flip it inside out and then fucking.
Or you'd go like when your friends would have the really, really thick backpacks because you had to carry every single textbook. Dude. You would go up behind them and you'd lift it up and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the weight of it.
My friends did that to me. I forgot about that. That was really funny.
That was my shit.
Oh my god!
You run behind him and just boom.
It was like the Yaga now.
Yeah,
Yaga.
Let me get that neck,
dude. I was like abused with that shit back in high school. I got necked every day.
You couldn't do anything about it.
People still do
that.
That
wasn't a
neck?
Thing in my school. No. We just did flat tires.
They just smack you on the back.
We get
of your
that
neck.
They'd like, hit it and then they'd rip it.
Yeah, the ripping is what hurt the most. It would
be if you said something stupid.
Yeah, like oh neck.
No, but it would be for anything. You said anything,
and then people got excited.
Let me get that neck.
And they would just want to give it to you for no reason.
Matt, do you remember this? Hold your hands out. Which one hurt the most?
Yeah, what was that?
Wait, is this the beginning of something?
Which one hurt the most?
This one. Oh yes.
Which one hurt the most?
This one.
Okay. Which one hurt the most?
This one.
You would like purposely squeeze the top part of the finger. Okay, think of a shape. Just keep thinking it in your head. And you would guess the shape because you would read it in his finger.
Guess it.
No, triangle. Wrong.
I thought it was like you smack him in the, like it led to.
That has where's my hug energy.
Oh, it's like that?
Oh, so you're going to give everybody a hug with me?
Yeah. I was like that. Disgusting.
All right. Well, as you guys all know, this week was Heath's birthday. We didn't get to talk about it last episode because we had a guest.
Yeah, yeah.
We're celebrating Heath's 29th year of life.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Heath.
Thank you.
Everybody say happy birthday. Everybody say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
So we celebrated it yesterday, right? It was yesterday. We went to Lazy Dog for lunch.
Literally, that's the only thing I want to do.
And it was good.
Yeah, it was really so nice. Good. We got a little spot in the outside. It was just
what
us.
A vibe.
It was. I want to go back there just for that spot.
It's so cool because we always like talk about going there, but having every single like person in the friend group go was really cool.
Yeah.
Like getting everybody to drive all the way out to it.
We even had Carl there.
Even Corinna showed up, which is great.
I know. I can't believe she showed up. That was nice of her.
But yeah, so we ate, and then Mariah had a little surprise set up for me afterwards. That was so fucking cool. It was a little a boxcar trolley.
Whoa!
That this family had restored with their son and completely turned it into like an Airbnb kind of like guest house situation. So we stayed there for the night and it was so cute.
It was listed on Airbnb.
Yeah.
In what side of LA was it?
Like Santa Clarita. It was 10 minutes from Six Flags.
Yeah. Oh,
fun.
Yeah.
Y'all stayed the night in
it?
Yeah.
It was so cozy so and cute.
I think it was cozier than any hotel I've ever stayed in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it was the size of it. It was all updated. The bathrooms were, everything was brand new.
It was really, how did the house look that was attached?
Beautiful. The house was immaculate. Like the massive. Landscaping, everything was perfect. They have weddings there too. So it was a whole plot of land.
Whoa. That it was on. It was this huge whole side yard that you could tell was like set up to be like an outdoor venue type spot. And the string lights and everything.
And they live in that house. The people that's so interesting. I'm surprised that they just Airbnb like things around their house.
That's their thing. Like some people like doing tiny homes, building tiny homes and renting them out. That's what they did. They have another trolley in the garage right now.
Yeah, they're restoring another one.
They want a whole family.
We were walking out, like we had like checked out or whatever, and we were getting ready to go back to the car. And the mom walked up to us and was like, random quick question. She goes, so my son has a friend that saw, I guess, an Instagram story and was like, is this your trolley in your backyard? So somebody had seen Mariah's story that she had posted in it. And the mom was like, so random that it was you that posted it. And like my son knew the person.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a little small world. It was really cool.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, he FaceTimed me when they were both in there, and it looked so confusing. I was so confused.
Yeah, Zane was like, "Are you moving?"
He's like, "Are you on a train right now?"
And I was like, "Why are you guys in someone's backyard? And how did you get in there? How are you even allowed? Is it a public venue? Like Airbnb didn't even like come to my mind.
Like, how did you get in?
Is it possible to drive the trolley though, or is it like permanently in the ground?
It's permanently there. Okay. So they built like a deck around it. I'm sure there's a way if they wanted to get it out, but no, it's
the way that bathroom was set up in there, there's no way that thing's moving.
So
like the whole front where like the driver would be was turned into like the bathroom.
They put a pocket door. We'll put pictures up, but it was really, really cool. Airbnb is really nice because you don't have to like have contact with anybody. We didn't meet them until she came out and she was like, what a small world that like so-and-so knows you, whatever. We just showed up. They text you the directions on how to get in and they don't bother you. They don't look at you, nothing. It's very like, and then you just rate each other.
Speaking of good side hustles, geez.
Did they have like snacks in there and stuff for you guys?
They had like waters and drinks in the fridge and stuff. But we went down to the closest grocery store. We got snack. We acted like we were staying. I think we spent like $80 on groceries and we only stayed a night.
It was just like, it was exciting.
You got to get your munchies.
It was only 25 minutes from the house. So we came back to get like all our toiletries and we drove back. And we got breakfast and
how soon did you book it in advance?
2 weeks, maybe.
Okay, nice.
Which I didn't think would be an issue. I got booked right away. I was like, oh, they must not be booked. But there was a guest book that you sign in and there was people that left that morning.
It was every single day. People were like signing into the guest
book. Just to go there for a night.
We did the math. We were nosy. We did the math to see like how much they would get a month.
Zane, we should start Airbnb.
How much is like a night there?
$150, $160.
And it's getting booked every night.
Every night, multiple nights, multiple people. Like
crazy.
Well, we have to restore a whole thing. That might take some time and money.
Well, no, I mean for about like a year or two, it takes a while for it to pay off what you did to like flip the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty cool though.
Yeah. All right. I'll just do probably the pop-up houses.
Speaking of Airbnb though, did you see that TikTok that went viral of the person that found the spy camera in their Airbnb?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I got super weirded out when I watched it. So you know the like a USB charger?
Yeah.
Where you would like plug your charger into the wall.
Yeah.
So they make the boxes, like the Apple box that is black, that has a little spy camera inside of it. So it was in the bathroom and I guess the lady had seen it and like unplugged it.
Oh no, that's
How can you tell it's
you can't really
because it was like it was a Glade plug-in.
Of course
kind of
it was Miami.
So if you look at it, there's a tiny little lens.
What the fuck?
In the bedroom.
What a pervert.
Oh my gosh.
It's capturing audio too.
Yeah. So I did do a little peek through and there wasn't. But yeah. That is crazy,
dude.
Though.
That sucks that you have to worry about that shit. That's like
gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I haven't stayed in an Airbnb in a while.
I love them.
I like staying on boats on Airbnb.
It's like it's like the new bed and breakfast. It's so nice, and anything you need, they're just like, yeah, we got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can request like what's the occasion? What can we set up for you? So she put like chocolates and wine.
Oh yeah,
and
she like wrote a little like, happy note, birthday.
Like happy birthday, Heath. Like,
oh, really, that's
it's so
nice.
Personable. Yeah, it's really nice.
You said chocolate and wine.
Yeah, we didn't touch it, but it was really.
But you requested chocolate and wine.
No, but she just asked what the occasion was. I was like, oh, it's me and my boyfriend. So they set it up like the Got scene. It. Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about doing it, I guess it is different than a hotel because like a hotel, you kind of have like workers and like. I guess you could have gloves too, but I would feel weird if it was my own property, like my like guest house thing, knowing that people are
coming over for romantic getaways.
Yeah, that would kind of creep me out, like going back into my guest house and being like, oh God, now I gotta clean up.
Well, you don't have to clean it up.
Well, I don't think you clean it up. You have someone clean it.
Well, you could have like a service do it, but if you wanted to like save money.
Well, that's the cost.
Well, if you're running an Airbnb, I think you're not cleaning. Dude, imagine having to clean after people every single day. For an Airbnb, that would
yeah,
suck.
That'd be a full-time job.
I would love it.
we know you'd love it.
We know.
you clean it for free. You don't even need an Airbnb. Nope, just it's for free. I'll just clean it. My payment is cleaning. I love cleaning.
I would put a hidden camera just to see their reaction for the little thing, the knickknack.
They noticed it. Look, they like the candy. Look.
So as soon as things start heating up in the room, you're like, oh, nope, I don't want to. Yeah. Respect your privacy.
Do you think the person who was, though, filming secretly at that Airbnb, are they using that footage for their own pleasure? Or are they selling it like on the black market?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Either way, it takes
a sick mind to do that just for your own pleasure. But then there's like the motive of like selling it. You know?
Yeah.
It was in Miami. I bet they were doing it for spring break and the girls are changing.
God. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
No.
Terrible. I want to see who did that. I want to see the person that set that shit up.
You know, who knows? It could have been even somebody who had booked the room like before and prior and plugged it in. And because that owner may have not even like come there to like check in on it. Cleaning people just come. They're not going to check like that kind of thing. Like who knows how long.
Oh, you're saying that could have been somebody else.
And then he books it like a week later and then retrieves the footage from somebody else.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Or he could just be watching it live.
Oh, it's like that movie 13 Cameras or whatever.
It can be live if there's like chips in it.
Yeah, it's SD. Have you ever been on the dark web?
I have.
You have? No way! Yeah.
Well, the dark web where you see like crazy, like not like nothing.
No, not like a like trade, a crazy website.
Like the trade.
I don't even want to say it. It's like, I was young and I was curious.
No, we all
like,
used to.
No, you just Googled.
You
weird
watched
shit.
Like
you
beheading were, videos and shit.
Yes, it would pop up and I'm like, oh God. And then I'd click it and like I would have to watch it because I think that's crazy. And then as soon as I like saw it, I'd get out. I'm like, okay, I don't know why I just saw that.
That's not dark web.
Oh, that's not dark web.
That's very dark web, but not.
Oh, so
that's like, that's just like fucked up shit that's allowed on a website.
I just remember it being like a black screen, it was very red. It felt like the like, dark
was
it, web.
Was that was
it,
just
was
the,
it,
the.
It was a dark website.
Was it ogrish.com?
Yeah.
I never went to that website. I don't think it exists anymore. Do not pull it up, but it doesn't exist anymore. No, wait.
Oh my God, it does.
Well,
I was just like, I'm not a sick
You're
person.
A curious,
curious
little kid.
Yeah, and I was like, I was young too, yeah.
Wait, no. We're not clicking on any of these things.
Really, it's really bad stuff.
I had a kid in my art class in seventh grade who would just go, I was on ogrish.com last night. This is what I saw. And would just say the most
Tell
disturbed.
You everything?
Yes, he would say everything. I was too scared to even type it in.
Yeah.
But that's not the dark web.
What's the dark web then?
I don't know how you access it. I don't even want to like Google how to access the dark web because I feel like you would just get like pinged on some sort of like government radar.
What are you buying on the dark? What are you buying?
You literally can buy whatever you want. You can buy drugs. You can buy organs. You can buy whatever you want.
Forbidden Craigslist?
Kind of.
So it's like a dark, like it's a fucked up.
It's like the Silk. Didn't they call it the Silk Road? Oh, no, what am I?
The Silk Road.
I think it's a dark movie. It's about the dark web. It's about a guy who starts selling and dealing drugs.
Oh wait, I think I've seen that movie. That's the kid that the main guy in that movie is the kid in that
Jurassic Park or I Love Simon.
Yeah.
I feel like we're being cursed.
Yeah. Look up. What is the dark web? Right there. Like, what is it exactly? How do you explain it?
The dark web refers to content that isn't indexed by search engines and that requires special software or authorization to access. Dark web content lives on the dark net, a part of the internet accessible only to particular browsers or through specific network configurations.
How is that allowed?
Who
grants access to
that? I don't think it really is allowed. It's like a hack. It's like a loophole.
It's basically like jailbreaking your phone, but for your computer, and you can just access whatever you want.
Like, I think it's hard to shut down sites like that because once they shut it off, another one is made with a new IP address.
It's the hardcore hackers of hackers.
Yeah.
What did you see on the dark web?
No,
who
I just
had it.
Well, I've never been on like the legit dark web. I've been on those like websites.
God, that when, so when you said that, I was just am I going to go to jail?
I was just curious if anybody had ever been on it.
No, a buddy of mine in college had.
I just want to know what it looks like. In my head, I'm picturing like The Matrix.
Like, does it look like Craigslist or does it look like Ogre.com?
I bet it looks like Craigslist or Reddit, like that very bare minimum HTML. Like,
let's see what we can buy.
That's what I pictured. That like the black and green Matrix looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's try to buy an organ. I think that would be pretty
crazy. Should buy some mushrooms before we buy an organ.
A heart just gets delivered to your front door.
People need organs. Or what if
they're not getting it from the dark web.
What if we bought a finger?
No, but people do buy that shit on the dark web because it's expensive to, and people are doing like their own like medical practices and
I'm scared.
Let's buy an
about
Xbox
this
on the dark.
We should do like an Instagram account, like the dark web Instagram account. Where we just sell through shit through Instagram.
Okay.
I think that would work. And that would not get shut down either.
It's an index of websites that normal browsers wouldn't be able to give you linkage to.
I was pretty popular on Tumblr.
Really?
Yeah, I had like...
Did you get a lot of notes?
I did get a lot of notes. I had a picture. There was one that had a picture. I had 212,000 notes.
What?
Yeah.
A picture that you took or a picture of you?
No, a picture that I stole and fucking repurposed.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh my
God. Yeah, I ran like a horror page.
Cool.
It wasn't like the horror that you would think. It's more like weird, dark images. I remember one day I was on my Tumblr page in high school and somebody looked over and they thought
something was like,
yeah,
wrong.
Like you would have thought there's something wrong with me. Like, oh, you definitely call the fucking cops on me.
Pinterest is like the new Tumblr.
I like Pinterest because you can shop on it.
It's like the mature Tumblr.
Pinterest, I never feel like I'm finding what I want. It's just all this shit from 2015 that is just
I
like,
find exactly what I'm looking for on Pinterest. Pinterest is better than Google, I think.
The secret to Pinterest is if you want to find the really good pictures, you always put the word editorial after what you're looking up.
Oh.
And then it automatically gives you like really nice photos from magazines. And-
oh. So we're talking about images here, but I'm talking about like a good, like decorated living room.
Yeah, that's, I have a whole category.
We do that
for
furniture shopping because it'll have the link to where you can buy it. Which is really cool.
Or similar items.
Wait, I should make a Reddit account.
They're really
Pinterest.
Good.
Do you guys all use Reddit? Like
Pinterest.
Every day for all
Pinterest.
Your
shit? Pinterest.
Pinterest. Sorry. Pinterest. Sorry, Pinterest, Pinterest.
But you should make a Reddit account. I love Reddit.
Pinterest is great.
I felt like you brought up Reddit right before you started talking about this.
I don't think I've
Nobody
ever said the
Reddit?
Word Reddit.
What the fuck?
No, but Reddit's like a dark web in a way. Like that's the closest you can find like NSFW sort of clips.
Oh yeah.
You would see on the dark web.
Big leaks.
I just recently found what that stood for.
What, Reddit?
NSFW.
You never knew what it stood for?
I never knew what it stood for.
Do
you know what it is?
What do you think it, oh wait.
Now you know?
No. I found out like 2 years ago. Oh, I found out, but like.
When something's like inappropriate, it'll say like NSFW.
I honestly don't even think that we can say it now.
What do you think it stands for?
I think it's a trigger word.
Oh really?
Like,
yeah.
It's bad?
I think in like videos, I think it's a trigger word, NSFW. That's like the
By us saying it's bad?
No, it'll make this video be bad.
No shit, freaking weenie.
Very good.
Not safe for work?
Yeah. So it's like, if you see a link, you don't want to know.
Oh, I thought it was not safe for watching.
No, work.
For work.
Then there's, you know, NSFL.
Not
safe
for
looking.
Listening.
No, not safe for life. Meaning like once you see it, like it can
you'll be scarred.
It may scar you for the rest of your life.
They need to have that on TikTok.
I've seen that one on Reddit and I never click those because I'm not
click once.
But no, I don't because it's something like bad. Somebody like dies. Something just horrific will scar you just going, you don't want to.
I'll click it.
Because you're bad, Zane.
I am.
You like seeing that shit.
I have a fucked up mind.
It is one of those things where you it's tempting. It's seeing the do not push button.
I don't like to look at it. It's just I have to.
It's not like you find pleasure out of looking.
Yeah.
But you just need to see it just to like be like, okay, it's done. I saw it.
It honestly ruins my day. I think about it for the next
fucking
2 hours.
It's kind of like OCD.
It is. I was just going to say that. It's a form of OCD. Like if you don't click it, you're going to keep thinking about it and thinking about it until you just, it's like when you have a song stuck in your head and you just have to listen to the song just to get it out. It's like one of those.
You know the TikToks where they're like, go to Netflix, go to this show, go to the timestamp. I have to do it immediately.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Immediately. As soon as I watch that, I have to go.
Because you just need to know.
I need to know.
Mm. I heard the best way to kill somebody and get away with it is to kill them with an ice.
Kindness?
Like, kill them with kindness. That's my mama.
That was stupid.
That was your moron.
I wanted to complete someone.
Like an ice spike.
Why?
What? Because it melts.
Because it melts and there's no proof of a murder weapon.
Ooh.
And they couldn't tell right. that
what it was.
And I spiked. I don't know. I think they'd look at the roof and go, it's probably one of these damn icicles.
That's pretty good.
An ice spike. Yeah, it's pretty
you would
cool.
get away with it.
But then your footprints would be in the snow. And then they track down where you bought your shoes and they look at their surveillance.
Imagine that person, you're just waiting for the person to be like, oh, it's melting. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, boop.
Gotcha.
So stupid.
This you is sad. To, I feel really, I feel like.
You have to
like
keep sharpening it because it's melting.
You're scared of what? Scared. Yeah. Guys, I'm scared. I need to call my mom.
Are you scared of murder?
So sad.
Did you ever have to call your mom to pick you up from a sleepover because you were scared?
No.
Oh.
But I know what you're talking about. A lot of people did it.
Dawn of the Dead, they showed me that one time. It was the first time I had ever seen zombies like rabid and scary and like wanting to eat you up. Shook me up. Could not get a.
How old were you?
Probably 2003 Dawn of the Dead came out. If I'm not 2004, sixth grade.
It's pretty embarrassing.
11.
A little bit. Dude, it scared me, man. Dawn of the Dead. Shit.
I remember in
fourth. It's a lot for a little kid to see.
It's just like that scene in the neighborhood where like everyone is getting like eaten up into just suburbia.
And you called your mom?
I called my dad. I think my mom was out of town.
Horror movies don't scare
my
me.
My parents
anymore.
Would be like, suck it up.
You wanted to go.
Yeah, I'm not picking
that's,
you
that
up.
Was my
you
parents.
You begged, yeah.
You begged, now to you go. Gotta do it.
Sleepovers were the best.
What was that clause or something? I think it was in Amazon recently. They put something about like a zombie apocalypse or something like that.
Wait, what?
It was like some sort of like clause that, Amazon.
Amazon wrote a zombie apocalypse clause into its terms of service.
And somebody found it and was like, what the fuck is this?
So should the United States fall to a zombie apocalypse, feel free to spend your remaining moments as a human using Amazon's new open source software for building 3D video games to run heart, lung machines, or autonomous
Go to
vehicles?
Exactly what the clause is.
Basically, I think what they're saying.
There's a movie?
No. This is like in terms of service. You know how you do like an update for something?
Like a computer case. Update?
Right. And they make you like read through everything, but everybody just like scrolls through it and clicks accept. It was something on Amazon where it said.
So, or as Amazon's right here. Terms put it, a widespread viral infection transmitted via bites or contact with bodily fluids that causes human corpses to reanimate and seek to consume living human flesh, blood, brain, or nerve tissue.
What?
And is likely to result in the fall of an organized civilization.
What is this for? Like,
this is in their terms and conditions talking about zombies?
Yeah.
I still don't understand what is like, what is this?
I'm not sure, but somebody had like found it in the
somebody read
terms
it,
and conditions and
actually
was like,
read
yeah.
the terms and conditions.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
And it talked about biting humans.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they should put something like that.
For what though?
For like, what?
For what can like,
I have
in regards to what?
In case your package is a couple days late, it could be due to zombie apocalypse.
Or if I want to break my contract like a couple months earlier, if there's a zombie apocalypse, then we're good.
I wonder what happened that they put it in there.
That really would shake things up, huh? A fucking zombie apocalypse. Like that would be.
Well,
fucking
I guess
insane.
They have to cover it in terms of all natural disasters. And stuff like
but
that.
But like, that's like.
Remember the guy on bath salts in Florida? Do you remember seeing that video?
That was insane when that happened.
Holy moly.
The guy who ate someone else's face off?
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened to all the bath salts craze? I felt like that was one hot summer of bath salts. Yeah. And I haven't heard about a bath salts incident since.
Yeah.
Was it just generic bath salt?
I don't know. I thought it was like gas station bath salt. People were like getting it and smoking it.
No, that was.
I get so scared about zombie apocalypses, y'all.
That was spice.
I get spooked.
You think it's going to be real?
I don't know. Like, I don't understand how a disease like rabies exists and there can't be some like crazy form of like mutation.
Rabies doesn't exist. I have squirrels. They bit me.
I just hope they're slow.
I hope they're slow. Too.
If they're zombies, just be slow.
There could be something that would. I believe that there could be something that would turn somebody into a zombie. Zombie-like state, but I don't believe that you can die and come back. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Because it's the walking, like they're dead. You know what I mean?
But you don't think they can just be...
Like, drugs can make you do crazy things.
Right.
But can't die and come back as a zombie.
But I'm talking about, like, the Lost City. What was that?
Zombieland.
The City of Z. What was it called?
World War Z.
World War Z. That movie? Absolutely not. That is, like, my max fear.
Yeah.
But then it's almost to the point of surrender. It's like, take me.
Yeah, it's like...
Would you want to keep fighting in a zombie apocalypse, or would you just be like, I'm done? Because
At some point...
It'd be fun to fight. You know that it's going to end the same way, but...
Yeah.
Would you want to keep prolonging it? There's no way it's ever going to go back to like normal life.
I would try my best to survive. I mean, I know I'm not going to last.
Get as remote as possible, the furthest away from any little stench, and just chill and keep it casual.
I just picture Zombieland. Like, that
just keep it cash. Bring your mics. Keep a podcast in the middle of the
keep
woods.
Keep it casual.
Keep it cash.
But shit like that makes me want to go back and learn how to work like an old school radio and be able to communicate with other people.
If there's anybody out there.
Right. You know what I mean?
We have six survivors.
Over to Mariah. Do you guys have any Uncrustables?
Because how I wouldn't know how to do that.
Like, what do you mean?
Because it's not like a cell phone. You can't like just, but be able to broadcast like a signal for other radios to pick up.
Oh no, you're fucked.
Where people can take electronics and turn it into other things. I want to like,
do you think the internet would immediately go down through a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
No way we can keep the internet going unless the zombies are at the generators and somebody falls on the mega switch.
Well, I don't think it would be the internet. I think cell service would go out and you wouldn't be able to access the internet.
I don't know. Then we have to retreat back to the primitive forms of like getting it out in the radio form. I don't know, man.
We're pretty screwed.
It's fine. But you have
dirt bikes. Dirt bikes are your best thing you can have during a zombie apocalypse because you can traffic. Maneuver.
It's going to be insane,
yep. Dude. It's going to be bananas.
I don't know how I'm going to bring all my food with me.
You're going to have to say goodbye to your food, either fucking your food or your life.
I got emergency food here, baby. You never know.
I got your answer to the internet shutting down in a zombie apocalypse. People run the servers that provide us.
True.
The internet. Humans do.
Yeah.
So automate that shit.
We got McDonald's taking you.
Nobody needs to be in the McDonald's for you to get your food.
Oh, websites, every time they go down, like someone has to come in and fix it.
I don't know. I just want to shake things up.
Because last time we said that freaking the pandemic.
I'm bored. I just want something to happen.
Did we predict the pandemic?
It was like a week before. I was like, I need something to shake the world up that we've never experienced before. Something has to happen because we've been living the same life for how long? Something needs to like be worldwide that everybody lives in.
We got it.
And then it happened.
Right. Oh, well, okay.
It was the worst fucking thing.
I want to solve something.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna solve a case.
Me too. It is my tell him, hun. I'll say it.
It's her dream. It really is
my dream to solve a case, like a missing persons case. I want to find that person.
Do you just want to happen to find them?
No, I mean anyway. But I think it'd be crazy. Like right time, right place. I would.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a dream.
I want to see a wanted person.
Oh.
Where it shows like a murderer TV and they're on the run, they're on the loose.
You just see them
and they have like their pictures up, and then you look across the street and they're at a gas station. You're like, oh my god, that's.
Oh
them.
Yeah, the wife and Gone Girl would have called her out immediately at that casino. That's you. I wouldn't even be scared.
And I take pictures of everything. Like Zane, you just showing us your neighbor's house the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, take a picture because you have no idea what's inside. Like you never know. I took pictures. I've taken pictures of people that look suspicious just in case. I'm waiting for something to come up on the TV and I'm like.
Just connecting dots.
I wouldn't be able to get far with that.
I don't get why we don't get phone service on airplanes.
Like cell service to call?
Because if it goes to the satellites, you're getting closer to the satellite, your signal should be stronger.
But the plane has to communicate with air traffic control, and I think that the radio frequency our phones operate on.
Yeah, that would fuck up their it'd fuck up their lines.
It's too busy, because if everybody was on it, every plane that's in the sky, all these people talking on phones, no.
Well, not to talk on phones, but to have service. Because sometimes I'll get texts when I'm in the air. Like it'll kick on for a second, like I'll get service.
I think it's just safer for the pilots to shut it all off, just so
they don't shut it off.
But then back at one point, there were phones on.
Yeah, every seat had a phone.
But it was only like the middle seat. Like, right. Are you going to use that? And you would like latch it out.
Imagine hearing everybody's conversation on a plane at once.
Oh, it's
and I'm landing in 3 hours, and it's just everybody.
Shut up. Can you pull up what phones on planes look like? I just want to see that.
I was definitely on I'd definitely been on a plane that had a cell phone.
Really?
In the seat. Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait, cell phone? I think it was the remote, Zane.
No, the phone. It was a phone, I swear. Right.
What?
We were walking out of the airplane and saw the
yes, that phone.
That phone.
Zane, we saw a picture of that when we walked out of the airport.
What?
When we just landed, there was a picture of that on the wall. And we made a joke about it.
Those don't exist anymore.
Yeah, because remember, they were saying in 9/11, people were using those phones from the attached to the seats to make calls.
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember them ever working unless they were really fucking expensive to make a call.
It was super expensive. I think you had to swipe your card in it.
What was it, like $10 a call? $15 a call?
Oh, yeah. Damn. Very expensive. Can you imagine, I was just growing up in the 70s, though? If you had to call like a friend who lived in California, you'd pay like $4 or $5.
That's a lot.
Like a minute. The whole postage system.
I don't get how mail works.
How they're able to get what you want and coordinate it with an entire system and get it to the door.
And you'll get it in a day. How?
I don't understand.
I don't expect. I get if I don't get my shit in like 2 weeks, I get it. Because there's millions of packages being flown.
How does everybody get transported. It on time?
It's
crazy.
And it's very rare that things get lost in the mail. I think it's rare.
How does it get sorted?
And even like the priority stuff where you're like, oh yeah, I need it next day. Like, is someone like going, next day? Like,
it's somebody flying a plane just with your package, like just sitting there.
Oh, this one. We really got to make sure this one gets.
Is there a whole plane just for priority next day deliveries?
So like when I get a birthday card from my aunt in New York, she sends it out 2 days later. It's in my mailbox. How does that happen? Walk me through that. She puts it in her mailbox. My mom was a mailman. I should just ask her.
Do mailmen have their own mailman?
How does work? Like, how does it get sorted?
Look at that.
You have to read every cow.
Because it gets scanned. They slide it into a thing and it just gets moved around like that.
What if somebody's handwriting is horrible? How do they know?
There is no way.
That's insane.
That makes no sense.
I want to see a whole documentary about this. I want to watch a 3-hour documentary.
Netflix should get on that.
Yeah.
That is.
Look at that.
What the hell?
How are they figuring that out?
Bro, what the fuck? No way.
Mail is
crazy. This is happening in every city, in every town, everywhere. Wait, is this all in one, like behind every post office? Or is this?
But think about the planning behind this, because it's got to go from like all of this to one. Then it flies out.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. And then it gets to some sort of hub, and then in that hub, it then gets spread out into different trucks that go on different routes to hit different.
And there's no mistakes. Really, the only mistake that happens is the mailman delivering to the wrong address.
Right, that's the only time.
How has the mistake happened there when they've worked so hard to come up with a system?
Because everything here is automated, and the human error is the only. And then it gets the last step.
Return to sender, and then it has to then go back to the fucking person.
That is wild. I can't wrap my head around
whoever figured that shit out.
Right. How did they do it without electronic shit?
Let's have the head of the post office come on this show.
Yeah.
I really don't get it.
Huh. No, but still, like, people are writing the fucking address.
You have to write it yourself.
A computer can't read that.
Yes, it can.
How?
It's like you can scan a check that somebody
written. How's a computer going to read Heath's fucking handwriting? There's no way.
You scan checks and it knows the number.
It's 2022.
Right, but they've been doing this for so... Like, how did they do it in the 20s? How?
You had somebody sitting there?
Yeah.
Going through, like, filing cabinets?
And letters were more popular back then. So it was more than there is now.
Dude, fucking telegrams. Oh. Like S stop T stop.
Telegram.
Like, sir, a telegram. Ah, thank you, sir. Like, are you kidding me? Imagine being at a party and get a fucking telegram.
I would kill just to go back in time and just live that for like a week. I just need to know. And it actually infuriates me that I can't.
Did wealthy people get telegrams or everybody got telegrams? I think it'd be somebody important to get a telegram.
The only time I ever saw Telegram is like in those offices.
When they would come sing you a happy Valentine's like type thing at school.
Yeah.
I was loving a movie where they like bring out the rotary phone. Like, sir, you have a phone call. Like, thank you. You're out like in the middle of a restaurant. Like,
we should do it just for like a week. Like, honestly, no phones or anything like that.
I want to have somebody call in. I want to hear about this shit.
Need to just get like a 100-year-old guest. I want to sit down with somebody who's 100 and just talk about everything.
I think that would be. You think, hopefully they're that.
Well, like energetic, kind of like, you know.
An energetic 100-year-old. I don't think they exist anymore.
They would think we would be like on live TV. Like they would think we're at the news station right now. Like they would think that like.
Let's get Grandma Droniak on here.
Who the fuck is that?
Is that the one on TikTok?
Yeah. She's 90.
I don't say hell. You want to talk about hell? You're going to go down in the ground. That's hell.
This is my outfit for today. And if you don't like it, you could leave.
I don't have a boyfriend and I don't want it. And if I want one, I could have 4 or 5 of them if I want. But I don't want to associate with nobody.
She's funny. Like she gets it.
Typing Grandma She gets brand deal. She got.
How does she even know that it's a brand deal?
Her grandson's an influencer. Oh. So he helps her.
I thought she's running the emails too. I'm like, how the hell is she running that shit?
Rolls up my view.
This is.
That's funny.
This is kind of cool. My dad like pays for Ancestry.com. He likes. Yeah. He's very into that. My dad texted my family and he goes, Ancestry.com has added some new features. These pages just got pushed to me. They must be scanning high school annuals into their databases. So like he got, because he knows that he's connected to my grandpa. My grandpa's high school yearbook is there. And that's my grandpa.
Wow. Whoa.
Right there. Cool. And like they were just asking my dad to confirm that that's like my grandpa.
Wow.
Like all this high school stuff. So right now they're just like scanning all the high school yearbooks of all these old people.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
When we would go to the library for school, the only books I would check out were the older yearbooks.
That's so weird.
Obsessed with looking at old.
Patricia has like three on her coffee table. Like you could just go through these random people once.
You just liked looking at random yearbooks?
It was the ones from our school, but it was like the 80s our high school. It was just that really cool. And see what teachers are still there.
But now looking back, you're going to get TikTok kids with the hair. There's no vintage feel.
Yeah.
Well, do you see people looking through a class of 2011, like yearbook?
Like
and
it's old?
All like the emo, the teased hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know all of our high school yearbooks are like for sale on eBay.
Wait, what?
Really?
You know my mom and Jeff went to the same high school?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Really I don't know. It's cool. Just kind of cool that they're always out there.
Yeah, I never thought to like look it up to see if someone's selling it. I thought people just kept it or just threw it out.
Yeah, because why would anybody
want some people lose their yearbooks and they just want them to find them.
Oh, you can browse yearbooks online for free.
Yeah.
All of them?
On the school website.
Yeah, I think any. Yeah, classmates.com.
No, you have to have an account.
Probably, yeah, pay for it.
Well,
all that shit's a scam.
Yeah, it'll say get you free to a certain
then,
point.
Oh, really?
And then you go to like open up page one and then it's like create an account.
Oh, it's free just to be on the site.
Like it's free to walk into a grocery store.
Exactly. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
If you want anything, you gotta fucking buy it.
Yeah. How do fax machines work? That's a mystery.
I don't get how even back in the day there was like the phone with the wire that ran, then it went out of your house up to the telephone pole.
And then there used to be a lady who used to be like, "What is it? Okay, connecting you there. Next caller."
It blows like that
the switchboard.
That is crazier to me than being like on a cell phone.
Oh yeah, and that's
like analog stuff seems so much more advanced.
Right? No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like your voice is going through some fucking wire and then, into a telephone pole, and then going
up with a friend. Going, I'll be outside at this place at this time at this bar. Will you be there? And you're like, yeah, for sure. But if something happened,
you would never know.
It was a different time.
It's a different time.
Oh my God. Wow. That's me. Hold on. Can you click it?
Oh my gosh. Look at all the side parts.
I think that was...
Well, Heath was in a different... Oh, y'all just did all underclassmen. You didn't even go by grade.
Oh, that was junior year.
Y'all just put everybody together?
Why aren't you there? This isn't grade? Your pages weren't by grade?
Only senior year was in the beginning, and the seniors were together, and then everybody else was
together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, volleyball team. There we are.
Wow. Yeah.
You played volleyball?
Yeah.
You're in basketball shorts.
Are we quoted? Yes. Juniors Heath Hisar and Tyler Mularski have played 2 years at South and both agreed communication is a vital point.
That's
they would
right.
make that shit up all the fucking
wow.
time.
Hussar's.
You're always informed on what's going on. If a teammate misses something, we can always shout it out and catch that person back up on the game.
Just
Hussar
the basic of volleyball. Thank you, Heath.
Did you even say that?
I don't remember. It didn't even make sense.
I'll never forget when I was in sixth grade, I was doing my yearbook photo for the orchestra and I take a picture with a violin and the guy goes, all right, say, I like girls who wear bikinis.
Excuse me?
Oh my
he said
gosh.
That to me. I'll never forget
what
that. Sixth grade, Blaylock Middle School.
Wow.
I like girls who wear bikinis.
Did you say it?
I was like, I like.
Did you
I was,
say it?
Yeah, I did.
You're a pig. Disgusting.
Well, you're disgusting.
Guys, it was a different time.
You're telling like a freaking like 11-year-old.
You
say,
didn't even
I
think
like
anything
girls
of it.
Who like bikinis.
You did though. That was the truth.
I did.
Did you like bikinis?
But I think it made me more awkward. Even more awkward smile. Than I
did. Okay. Yeah, his rosacea
everybody,
came out.
Everybody's pictures. Bikini.
Did you used to practice your smile in the mirror on picture day? Like, I'm going to smile like this.
Yeah.
And it would never turn out the way.
Do you think they have like a mirror at least nowadays for school pictures?
Like, oh, like a mirror where you can touch up before a picture?
Oh, like the camera.
No, just
like
so you know like what you're smiling like, because everybody now takes a picture where they at least can see what they look like. Because
you didn't see what you look like before you took the picture.
And you didn't see it for months until your mom had ordered 50 fucking wallet cutouts.
It was such a big deal when your pictures came out, when you could just take a picture now at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those just felt like you never got a picture until you got picture
so
day.
Long for them.
Did y'all ever like do like the big class
yes.
photo?
Yeah.
But they had that camera that went and everyone had to be
together.
Still.
Yeah, don't move.
One kid in sixth grade did a middle finger. And it got printed and he got in so much trouble. And then like the assistant principal had to sit there and block out each one of his middle finger because he was just like holding it out. Like
that's
what an
funny.
Idiot move to do that, because someone's gonna find it. You're doing it. Like
oh god.
Fuck, okay.
Oh, this was fun.
It was. A little nostalgia.
A little dark.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again for tuning into another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. We love you very much. Mm-hmm. You could check us out every Monday, audio form on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and the video form of this podcast at youtube.com/Zane and Heath that we post every Tuesdays.
That's
very
right.
Good.
And make sure to try the best coffee in the world, Kremota Coffee. You can get a bunch of different flavors, K-Cups, ground coffee, and also make sure to check out the Kremota Porsche shirts that we have available on the website right now, and you're going to get a free tote bag with your purchase.
Ooh.
Exactly. Anything else to add?
Follow me on
Instagram. Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Good night, Vietnam.